Boy Westwood, hardest in the game, legends live ever, Tim Westwood TV. London to Lagos, checking out the W Experience with Winky, my man, get it down on it. Holler at the kid, one.
My name is Emi Abaga, show Black Boy African Rapper number one. You are hanging out on the W Experience.
It's the W Experience.
The W Experience activated. You're welcome to one of the sweetest experiences on planet Earth, blessed by God to inspire your soul, get you off the dark place you're in, uncage your happiness, and break the shackles of not knowing where you're going next. I mean, God knows, and His plans for us are always good. Don't fret. Man of Peace and Love is reporting for duty again, and I believe you've been hoping, believing, praying, and grinding. Don't forget to say, if you don't breathe yourself, nobody will help you breathe your own nose. Yansan. And it's another week of an exciting and inspiring episode of the show that I have with me in the studio, Kemuel, real name Kemuel Emmanuel. He is a Rivers State-born Nigerian singer and songwriter. Born and raised in Port Harcourt, he began his musical journey at the age of 17 when he joined the church choir and began playing the piano, bass guitar, and drums. I discovered his new project, Escape, late last year, and I still can't get enough of the first song on the project, Away. Here's a feel of what I'm talking about.
Girl, I just wanna run away. Run very far away. And you can pick a time or place. Girl, I just wanna run away. Oh no, no.
Fast forward to this year, he collaborated with DJ Spinal and Olamide Badou on the song Bunda. People have been going crazy with his jam, asking questions like, who's this kid? The W Experience had to catch the next flights to holler at him, and he is live in the studio with us.
Yo, Bunda, loco.
Before this collaboration, I came across two of your songs, Champagne Girl and Away.
Yeah.
And like I said,
yeah,
off the mic, that yeah, Away is actually my favorite.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
So I have Kemuel. Is it Kemuel or Kemuel?
Kemuel.
Kemuel.
Yeah.
On the W Experience. Okay, so in your own definition, who is Kemuel?
Kemuel is a creative simply. Yeah. Aside me being a musician, I'm also an artist. I'm a graphic designer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I almost fully got into fashion designing, but music is quite a jealous profession, so it doesn't really let you
keep dragging you back. Like, hey, so don't leave me.
Don't leave me. If you leave me, I leave you. So yeah, Kemuel is a creative, I'll say.
Why Kemuel, though? Is that your real name?
That's my real name, yeah.
Really? Where you from?
I'm from River State, Calabar, grew up in PH City. Yeah.
Okay. I heard, you know, you guys are rugged from that. But you are more of a laid-back, chilled guy. Was he because of this interview or something?
No. Naturally, I feel like I have these two personalities in check. And whenever whichever one needs to come out, you know, it knows how to do this thing.
The people who have this kind of personality, like two,
yeah,
are Gemini.
Right? But I'm not. I'm not a Gemini.
Okay. Nice. So before your discovery of the music grind, right, what were you doing before Kemuel came into the picture as the artist?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I was, as I said, I was an artist. As in a sketch artist and a graphic designer. So I was actually doing, you know, that as a side thing.
Okay.
And also, I was teaching music in school.
You're a music teacher?
Yeah, I was teaching music in like a secondary school close to my house.
Mm.
Yeah, just for extra bucks and all that. But that was just because I had like theory in music.
What year was that?
This was 2019, before the lockdown even like
kicked. How much are you getting?
I wasn't paid. Getting enough, trust me. Because I was teaching art and music.
Oh, okay.
And you know, in school, the art and music is just supposed to be things that kids learn for fun.
True that.
It wasn't exactly like a very prioritized subject.
Mm.
I wasn't really getting paid as much as the other teachers.
Like. Mm. So what was it like working with kids?
I mean, I have like 6 siblings, younger ones. So,
wow, you're so the first. You're the first.
No, I'm the third child. I have like 2 people above me.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, 2 sisters, 2 girls.
Mm.
So I already kind of like, you know, used to kids, and yeah, the kids are pretty easy when you understand that they are complicated.
Are you sure?
Once you understand they are complicated.
Okay, I didn't hear the last part before I had to go out like. Are you serious right now?
Yo, for real, man.
So what actually made you choose music?
Oh, yeah. So most of the time, I won't lie, the music, you don't choose music. Music chooses you.
Yeah, okay.
You know, how I started writing was during the lockdown. But right. As soon as quarantine hit, all of the activities that I was doing stopped because most of them required me to be outside.
Right.
And we couldn't be outside as often as we needed
true.
To.
True.
And schools closed. A lot of things happened. I mean, I was like, I was a student in Uniport in PH.
Oh, nice.
So I was at home now.
Mm. What did you study?
Fine art and design.
Wow.
Yeah.
Still in line.
I stayed in line because I thought that was like going to be my thing. So until the, you know, quarantine happened. And I woke up one morning and I saw one of my friends. He was my classmate too.
Okay.
He hopped in a song and he was on the second verse.
Mm.
I was like, hey, that was cool. It was a cool thing to do.
Mm.
I was like, I think I could try and write a song.
Mm.
So one blessed Sunday evening,
mm.
after church, I just, you know, stole the keyboard from church and I went back home.
You stole it?
I stole it because I didn't take permission. I took permission from God, but you know.
You don't know. Maybe you heard or not.
God is not going to vouch for me if they catch me. So, so nice. I went back home and I stayed in my room for like hours in the morning, just learning, you know, what songwriting was on my own.
Mm.
And you know, by morning I had written like 3 songs, 4 songs, and I played them for my sister.
Wait, and, sorry to cut you short.
Yeah,
you. Stole the keyboard.
Yeah, stole the keyboard. Yeah.
Did you know how to play it before?
Yeah,
you
yes,
did that?
Yes. That's why I'm a music teacher. That's how I ended up being a music teacher. Yeah. So
okay.
I started playing the piano, I think like 2016, 2017.
Oh, nice.
Because of the church, though.
Okay.
So I groomed my piano knowledge and eventually I got really deep with music theory.
Right.
And I was learning other instruments like bass and guitar, drums, saxophone.
You play them well, like really well.
I mean, I feel like I'm like at an intermediate level with all of them.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, but mostly my strongest ones right now are bass and piano.
Mm.
Yeah, so because those are the ones I was more frequent to have access to.
Nice.
So I played the songs for my sisters in the morning and they were like, hey, songs are not actually bad. I was like, okay, there's hope here. But then I thought they were just, you know, being my family and protecting my feelings and all that. So I
not trying to be a yes man.
Yeah, I don't want to have yes men around me.
Right.
Because you know where I grew up it's like not exactly super friendly.
Mm.
I don't know, but everybody is usually always honest with you.
Right.
So I had faith that they were being honest with me, but at the same time I needed more validation. I don't know why.
Mm.
So I searched out and I sent demos to my friends. And the feedback was promising. So since then, I've just kept going at it, really.
Nice. So you have an EP titled Escape.
Escape, yes, yes.
Right.
Yes.
That dropped towards the end of last year, right?
Yes, 2022.
Hmm. Nice. Why Escape?
Escape. Naturally, yeah.
What was going through your mind when you named the EP Escape?
What was going through my mind was exactly the, like... It's exactly why people are being drawn to certain songs and the project. You might not exactly understand why a song resonates with you.
True.
But it's just because I made those songs as a safe place for me. to be when maybe the world is a bit too crazy, because the world gets crazy sometimes.
Every day.
I mean, I was just, you know, celebrating Kobe one month and night, and the next morning I heard he was dead.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world.
God rest the soul, man.
R.I.P. Kobe.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So music is my escape, is my safe place. So I always, if I'm looking for like a universe to go to, I go to mine. So music is my universe. So I named it escape because I'm giving the audience or whoever has opportunity to listen,
right,
a chance to be safe with me. So that's why I named it escape. It's like our opportunity to escape from this reality into a safe reality, which I have created around my music.
Nice. Don't tell me your genre of music is Afro escape.
No. I can only place my genre of music on that, like soul, because, you know, it's really like sultry and all that.
So is it going to be Afro soul or just soul music?
I think it's soul, because I still do music outside Afro beats, because, you know, music is interesting and spiritual.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, most of the time we don't get to choose the genre it gives us.
True.
It could give you a hit song in a country music style, it gives you a hit song in hip-hop. So I just allow it to come as it comes and not try to always box myself in just because of my environment.
Because
even the music doesn't sound like I exactly grew up where I grew up, if you know where I grew up.
I heard, you know, I told you a few minutes ago that when I heard Away, I'm like, who is this guy?
Because
that sound isn't, it's not from here.
It doesn't sound like it came from here. Exactly. But that's what I'm trying to change. I'm trying to change the narrative of, you know, what we can produce. We can produce so much.
Do you produce your own music?
Yes, I've produced my own music from the jump. I produced the entire EP also.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now I have to thread carefully. So you started the year with a collaboration of Spinall's Top Boy album.
Yeah. Big shout out to Spinall.
Yeah.
And Baklo
Olamide. Yeah. What's the story behind the feature though?
Crazy thing, yeah.
How did it happen?
It's Ozedikos has been the middleman. Ozedikos, big shout out to him. He deserves the biggest shout out, actually.
Ozedikos, one name.
Yeah, that one. That's okay. That Ozedikos. I have been targeting him and Oxlade for almost like 3 months.
Who? Ozedikos?
Ozedikos and Oxlade. I was trying to get Oxlade on one of the songs on my EP.
Yo.
But, you know, I wanted it to be as organic as possible, reaching out to him myself and showing him I respect his music.
Yep.
And hoping that he fucks with mine as hard. So I couldn't get him directly because at the time, Kulosa was picking up and I was like, oh, this guy's not going to be reachable. So I was like, okay, let me go to the producer. So I went on Ozedikos' TikTok and I found some sounds and I got his attention. So he sent me some beats. And one thing led to another, I recorded and I sent it back to him like a day or two. I sent him about 3-4 songs.
Wow.
So yeah, he sent me like close to 30 beats.
Whoa.
So I had to send him something immediately so he knows that, okay, yeah. I was like really serious and like I wasn't going to take him replying me like granted.
Right.
So I sent him the songs and he picked out that particular song and said, hey, you like this one? That he wants to put it on his project. But like an hour later, he said, okay, he wants to send it to DJs and see. And I think he sent it to Spinall too.
Right.
And you know how these things work, you know, he and Spinall might be friends, but I didn't know that, you know.
True.
So I was just doing my thing, trying my best to just make sweet music. And Spinall saw the vision of the song too and wanted it on his album. And how Olamide ended up on it was... That story is not a story that I can tell because I do not know how.
Okay, when you received the full song
in
your email, or I don't know how you received
and you
saw Spinall and Olamide on it, what was your reaction?
Okay. You know, there are sometimes that you dream, you sleep and you dream and the dream feels so real. And you're happy, you know it's a dream, but you're still happy that at least you had a sweet dream. So that's how I felt at the time. So I didn't believe what I was seeing, but I could hear it, you know. So every time before Bado's verse starts, as I listen 5 seconds in, I take it back to the beginning of the song because it doesn't sound believable.
Like no, I'm not.
Nah, this can't be happening. Mm. So, and it was really crazy, man. I lost it that morning. I lost it that morning in general.
Wow. And
I think Spinal called me that same day on like a video call.
Wow.
And he was with Bado.
Wow.
And, I lost it, man. That day,
you didn't drop your phone, like, oh my God.
Yo, bro. I'm not lucky the phone did not break because the way I threw that phone, man.
Wow.
It was not real. Because I wasn't even like, I was on my bed, so I wasn't even looking like the guy that sang the song at the time. So I was just chilly.
Facial hair and stuff.
Man, my hair was a mess. I was a mess that morning because I work most of the time I work through the night.
Right.
So that day I worked through the night and I had not slept. So and now I was looking down, now I was looking dumb, messed up.
Wow. So you met Bado for the first time after that video call.
Yeah.
Location of the shoes.
Yes.
Nice. What did that feel like? You know.
Honestly, just it felt it was a redefining moment for me in my career. Even though I haven't been here for long, you know, moments like that just kind of tell you, okay, this is a sign that you're actually made to do this.
Right.
So,
because you made that move yourself, you followed your mind.
I just followed my instincts, and I was targeting Oxlade, and I got Bado, and it was crazy. So okay, I know what God is doing.
True.
So you might have your plans, but he probably has like other plans.
That's right. Since you make your own music, do you write for, have you written any songs for any other artists yet?
I mean, I have. I'm not against the idea of writing songs for other people. It's just that the way I write is very unconventional. It might not be the way that, you know, everybody else is kind of writing, because I'm going at a direction where I follow my heart and what my heart tells me, and if the music feels good to me, and just as most humans are similar, 100,000 other people like it too.
True.
So that's what I just. But yeah, I have written and produced for other artists. And,
you don't want to name names?
I would prefer not to.
Okay, so we've seen and heard how some music superstars talk about who or what's actually influenced, you know, their music grind. You know, on all. So can you name any artist that locally or internationally that influenced, you know, the push
from the jump or now?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, both ways.
Okay.
From the jump and now.
From the jump, right. I was a rapper.
Whoa.
Yeah, because I feel like almost everybody started off as a rapper. I feel like, because rapping is so fun. It's fun.
It's not really like, you know, the Afro beats that people want to move, they want to bounce.
Exactly.
Rap is art.
Rap is art, yeah.
Yeah, wordplay.
I love poetry so much. I love wordplay, I love puns, I like metaphors. I'm a fan of, you know, making words paint pictures for people. I'm a fan of it. So
nice.
Rap was the best way that I could do that at first. So that's what I was doing. My first set of songs were rap songs. I rapped a bit and I sang the hook. My singer was trash. Let me just singer was trash. 2021. I'm not a singer by default. So yeah. So but you know, like when I wrote my first song, I was singing all through.
Okay.
It got more reactions than the rap songs. I was like, okay, let me sing a bit more.
Okay.
And that's how I've been singing so far. So my first, you know, people that really inspired me to, you know, at the jump was Drake.
Nice.
J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar. Because those guys are literally painting pictures of music.
True. Storytelling.
Yeah, storytelling. Andre 3000, Childish Gambino. You know, and OG rappers too, but I'm talking to this guy, the guys that really did it for me. Yeah, but like coming forward, discovering terms, it really like, you know, brought in my mind to how things could be, how things could go. Discovering artists like Ajay Bohoslas, right. from my hometown.
True.
And Omalay kind of blowing up at the time that I decided to start writing music. Mm-hmm. And all those things just kind of always happening at the right time for me. And I discovered Oxlade too. So these influences, and Burna Boy, I love Burna Boy so much, even before I started making music.
It's like a good boy.
I was like, this guy is seeing my mind.
True. True.
So growing up and you know, learning all this music, listening to all these music styles, my dad also played a lot of 80s R&B, 70s R&B music.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of Lionel Richie, Whitney, Mary J. Blige, and a lot of them, Michael Jackson. There was not a day in my house that passed by my dad didn't play Michael.
Wow.
So like those music influences are in my, you know, mind and, you know, personality.
Nicey. So are you currently signed to any record label?
At the time, Escape was released when I was signed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you know, I and the guys I signed with have kind of like come to, you know, a different path right now.
Right.
And, you know, the deal exactly might not be, you know, still invoked with the present, you know, but yeah, I'm still with them.
Okay. Nice. But you guys are good.
Yeah, right? We're good. We're family.
Yeah. Okay. So, because I've seen and heard how people constantly demonize record labels and contracts and this and that, you know. And I mean, record labels have fault, and you know, artists too have theirs, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I actually asked that question.
The world is really crazy, and I always say this because it is. Maybe I'll make a song and the title will be "The World Is Crazy," so people understand that the world is really crazy.
Yeah, heard.
The world is really crazy, so I try my best to not get consumed by that craziness. If something is going at a pace where I know it's most likely going to affect my mental health, I try my best to opt out.
Right.
I feel like that's the most human thing to do. And just letting it eat you up. You can opt out and take a break and, you know, get some adrenaline pumping and get some momentum and keep pushing. But you know, if you let it eat you up, you might end up at a depressed state. That's why I feel like a lot of artists end up being depressed, and you know, the world is crazy, so everybody's looking out for them.
True.
Everybody should just understand that everybody's looking out for them. You're looking out for you as an artist. You're looking to blow, and as a label, they're looking to make money.
That's right.
Yeah, they're looking to make a name, looking to mark history equally as much as you are. So there are going to be some selfless acts that might come off evil. Everybody is kind of a villain in somebody's story.
Right.
So I can't exactly call labels villains or call artists villains. I'm just going to say everybody gets selfish at some point. And
that's right.
It leads to some greedy decisions, you know. So, but at the end of the day, you need to consider things that you can do for yourself and things that they can do for you that you already can't do for yourself. So you need to zero out and cancel out things that you know that you can't do alone, and weigh your options. If you know that you can do this particular thing by yourself, and what's the need of signing if they can't add any extra value to what you're already creating, the value
why
you're
do it
have, then you know you just need to, you know, be you need to be witty with that one. You need to be smart
and spiritual with it.
Spiritual with that one.
If Kemal is not in the studio, what is he up to on a daily?
You know, that's the thing I'm trying to change. Because
so there's like a static, you know.
Because I haven't been doing this long enough.
Yeah, okay.
If you feel me? So I put in all my hours into making sure that my craft is growing. Week in, week out, day in, day out. So I'm putting a lot of hours into making sure that I'm producing better, I'm singing better, and I'm writing better. So I don't exactly have activities that I've been able to squeeze into that schedule.
For now.
But before then, I was going for basketball training. Until I had like an issue with my knee. Because, you know, those things that sometimes they are a bit rough, but you know, that's sports.
Right.
You know, sports is not exactly super friendly. Even if they are friendly matches, they're not always friendly.
So that's right.
So yeah, I'm trying to squeeze in more activities though. But mm-hmm. when I'm not making music, I'm most likely drawing.
Painting,
yeah, on my phone or creating some stuff. I plan to post more of the art that I've been making this year.
Talking about art, so something also caught my attention when I, you know, looked Kemo up.
Oh, okay.
And that's the cover art. Did you design that?
Oh, no. I think ZeekToons is the artist that okay. you know, was in charge of.
But you worked with him on the side, you know.
I didn't. I mean, I said some things that I liked and I didn't like because I'm an artist and I'm a perfectionist
exactly.
on my end. Then you can't always infuse your perspective on people.
True that.
You can try to influence it, but you can't infuse it. You can't like force it down people's
100%. Yeah.
You get
so, true that.
I have fun working with creatives. So I really do.
Okay. Nice. So, if you could change a thing or two about the Nigerian music scene right now, you know, from where you're observing from, what would it be?
I wouldn't change much. Nigerians are really like, they're like a rainbow when it comes to music. Today they are red, tomorrow they're feeling green, next day they're feeling blue.
So you can't really tell.
Yeah, you can't really, you can't dictate what people like. Yeah, you just need to make sure you like it enough to want to put it out. If you like it enough, eventually people will like it.
True.
Of course, where marketing comes in and, you know, all those things. Yeah, but the illusion of maybe trying to change something in Nigerian music is, it's not something I really, I'm not seeing a problem, so I'm not seeing anything to fix.
How about the industry?
You know, the industry is just the perfect description, or is mirroring how every other industry is. The oil industry, the farming industry,
the film industry.
The film industry, there's always going to be some parts of it that is not exactly super, you know, transparent and friendly. But that's how life is, that's how everything is. So there's nothing I'll say I would change, because there needs to be a balance of everything. I just wish we work together more. But then again, I don't know what damage that would cause, really.
Right.
If we work together more, but then we'll never really know. Because I know some parts of the industry are connected and some parts are divided.
True.
And that's how life is, you know?
That's right.
That's how life is, really. So it's not something really deep. It's not that deep.
Okay, so what's coming next from Kemo?
I only promise one thing and one thing only.
What's that?
And that's good music. I'm not going to let the cats get out of the bag.
Okay, so you don't jinx it, huh?
I don't want to jinx anything, but there's so much good music coming out this year.
Is that going to be like a Kemo featuring Olamide?
Fingers crossed that happens. You feel me?
Okay.
Fingers crossed that happens, but I'm not stating that it exists.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man, but Bunda, what does it mean?
Bunda, okay, yes. I've been waiting for this question, okay? So
yeah,
I had like a whole speech prepared for this question. I'm joking.
Okay.
I'm joking, yeah. So Bunda actually is, I think it's a slang in, I don't know if it's the UK or I know it's not Nigerian slang.
But how did you come up with it? Like, I don't understand. Who came up with it? You've been hearing it, huh?
I have. You know, okay. There's so much that is stuck in your subconscious of like the human, you know, soul and mind. So there are so many, you know, pockets to drag inspiration from, you know, when you
true that.
Yeah, so.
So which of the pockets did you dip your hands into to bring that out?
that particular word. Exactly. That particular pocket. I had been watching too many UK movies at the time.
Okay.
And I just really, I was, at the time, I was really trying to make Amapiano. trying to jump on a piano because I fell in love with the genre like I think months before I started singing it everywhere. And I have made some songs. I think I made close to like 10 Amapiano songs at the time. They were all really dope. But I wanted to make so much more. I wanted to understand the genre for what it actually was.
True.
Not what, you know, we end up, you know,
making it to be.
Yeah. So I wanted to make actual Amapiano songs. But then
like proper EDM.
Yeah. So the more I got into it, then I started seeing how EDMized the whole genre is. And, you know, Nigerians don't exactly have that patience.
No, we don't.
Yeah, maybe Europeans can have patience for EDM and, you know, South Africans and maybe Americans, but Nigerians are a patience growth thing. We want the bedroom now, we want it now. Yeah, you understand?
So right now.
We want it hard. So when I was writing Bunda, Bunda means Bunda means
okay.
Thank God them.
Yes, it will censor you.
You censor it, yeah. But it means exterior. It means the human exterior, and it's specifically the female, the female exterior.
Okay.
So, so that song basically was supposed to give off the vibe. It's like the song paints a picture. Because I'm not saying. And those things I'm saying in the song are things I want to do, but I haven't done them yet. So I'm like painting a picture in my head, like, this is what I want to do with you because of what you have. So it was basically
like, this is why I'm here.
This is why I'm here. I know exactly what you need, and I have it too.
Okay.
So if you give me what I want, I give you. Do you understand? So that's basically what Bunda is to me. Yeah, that's my interpretation of it.
So we just want to say, to wrap up this session, shout out to you, you know, for your art, your sound.
Thank you.
That was what actually caught my attention. Cause
thank you so much.
You are not like, I'm not saying this just to, you know, make you feel good, but I feel like you're going to be in this industry longer than a lot of other artists because you know the rudiments of music. You know what you're doing. It's not just, oh, make I just freestyle. Oh, play me beats now. It go calm, you know, we're just vibing and then you've cooked something. Yeah. You know what you're doing. You know, that's why you have your own space.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm inviting y'all into my space to come enjoy
an experience. Yeah.
And that's why we have you on the W Experience.
Thank you so much.
Winky.
Yeah.
So wish you all the best.
Shout out to you for having me. Thank you so much.
Shout out to you too. So we're going to allow you go rest now because you spent all night in the studio.
I mean, I'm going to do it again tonight. So, you know, the rest kind of comes with satisfaction of hearing the music.
True
so
that.
Even if you don't sleep, you'll be like, oh yeah, I made a jam last night. So sleep is...
And the jam is jamming in the background. Nice. Shout out Kemo, and it's a wrap on this episode of the W Experience with Man of Peace and Love, Winky. And God's grace, the next episode is sure gonna be on another vibration. Where you're from does not always dictate where you're going in life, but it says a lot about who you are. Always represents your root. Stay curious and be you. Peace and love.
Come, let's take a flight. Wherever you wanna go, baby. Are you looking for a sign? She know the last signs of bombs or cities. I'm not gonna waste your time. I just want a good time, baby. But you didn't want that sign. So you know I like the water play. My African lady.
Here we go!
Your bunda loco, your body so well. Electronic, electronic, olo. She want him all loco, our body so well. Electronic, electronic, olo.
Yeah, what's up, people? Reminiscing the building on that deep above, so about you. You're tuned in to the W Experience with Winky. What's the peg on, mommy? The peg, legally. Don't touch it. Thank you.